You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The Texas legislature is set to begin a new session this week, facing a most unusual set of challenges. Joining us to talk about those challenges, Brandon Rottinghouse. He is political science professor at the University of Houston. Professor, welcome back to the Standard. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks, David. Morning.
How do you foresee the events of this past week playing out at the Texas Capitol?
It's a good question because it's really permeated so much of how we engage in politics, I think, since it's going to be a tough session, I think, for a lot of folks. Politically speaking, the Republicans won big in 2020, so they're going to have, I think, a lot of rope to be able to work with. There's a Democrat in the White House, which we've always seen traditionally lead to friction between Republican state leaders and the federal Democratic leaders in Washington. And not to mention the least of these is that we're going to have redistricting, which is going to come up, which, you know, always divides the parties and makes for a lot of friction.
You know, I have to ask about something that I think a lot of people have been curious about, and that's whether some people on the far right might have taken some kind of consolation or seen some kind of political advantage to the events of last Wednesday. And by that, I mean, well, let me just cut to the chase. Should Texas lawmakers be concerned about some similar sort of event being staged at the Texas Capitol?
I think it's a legitimate worry. There's always going to be this undercurrent, and we've seen a lot of it in Texas. I think one variable that we can't necessarily know is how much that sentiment is flamed. And if it's flamed in a way that does encourage people to act in these ways, then it could be more dramatic in Texas and could continue to be a problem here in the Lone Star State, even when, say, nationally things tamp down a little bit.
Still thinking about these dynamics, Texas is largely a Trump state, if just judging by the outcome of the November election. You know, we're going to be talking a little bit more about what Ted Cruz is facing right now, a growing backlash against his continued presence in the U.S. Senate. Do you think that as Governor Abbott is watching this play out, that perhaps he may be eyeing a larger political future amid changes in the political dynamics in coming months and years?
This is going to be a really tough session, I think, for Greg Abbott, because there are a lot of moving parts that mean that he's going to have to be very wily politically. All this churn is related to a new House Speaker. You've got a bunch of new members.
Right.
You've got a $20 billion deficit. And, you know, the governor's thinking about at least, you know, running for president, which we've seen before from Texas, right? Now, he could go the Bush model, which is to effectively do a kind of bipartisan, gathering and to really bring unity the way that the last session did. Or he can pursue a Rick Perry strategy. And frankly, the 2011 legislative session, which was the session before Perry ran for president the first time, was pretty conflictual. You had redistricting on the table. You had the sonogram bill and voter ID. There were a lot of kind of red meat things that were happening. So I expect to see something like this. And Greg Abbott's big question, like you said, is, you know, how do you navigate an internally divided Republican Party along with a Democratic Party that, you know, can slow things down in the legislative session?
We're expecting presumptive House Speaker Dade Phelan to be sworn in very early in the proceedings, I guess, that begin tomorrow. Talk about some of the contentious issues. You mentioned redistricting, for example, how to deal with the pandemic. What else do you see on the table?
There's going to be a lot of things I think Republicans are going to push for. I mean, like I said, you know, they won fairly big in 2020. So they're going to push issues that the far right wants and that activists have been pushing for. So we're likely to see a ban on paid sick leave. We're likely to see limits on what local governments can do in lobbying, what happens in Austin. We're likely to see more abortion restrictions. I think Greg Abbott's big push is going to be about limits on cutting local police budgets, the sort of so-called defunding the police. So these are going to be big issues that, you know, Republicans want to win on, and Democrats are going to fight tooth and nail to see that they stop.
A little later in the broadcast, we're going to be revisiting this issue of the tension between state officials and local and county leaders, which Brandon was alluding to there. Brandon Rottinghouse is a political science professor at the University of Houston. Brandon, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure, David. Thanks.